What's up and welcome to NExpress, PopOptic.com's Nintendo show. I am your host, Tim Mason. With me are Aaron Santos, Ricky D, and Patrick Murphy.
Hello.
Say hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Nintendo Nation? I am not going to be the loser when it comes to our Super Mario Maker Challenge because I do not want to play whatever it's called,
Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. Come on, Ricky. You know you're going to buy it anyway, right?
No!
We have just been scheduling our future shows, and someone had the sadistic idea, that someone was definitely me, that we're going to have a Super Mario Maker Challenge where each of us have to create levels, play each other's levels. We haven't made any rules for this yet, but the loser has to go out and buy and then play and review on our show Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. So look forward to that. I believe that'll be on the 24th that our loser will have to give their review, which gives them plenty of time to play this game that none of us want to play, which is just perfect.
Here's the thing, okay? So because Super Mario Maker now has checkpoints, Tim, Patrick, and Aaron have agreed to do the Super Mario Maker Challenge because they know they can't beat my levels without the checkpoints, all right? So I'm still going to win this challenge because I do not want to buy this Amiibo Animal Crossing game. But so next week, we're going to be doing a special review of GoldenEye because I'm super excited about the new James Bond movie coming out. And we're going to talk about our Super Mario Maker Challenge. The following week, we're going to talk about Fatal Frame series. We're going to be doing a show in which we review some of the older Star Wars games, including the three games released on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System and the Rogue Squadron series as well. So we're going to be doing a lot of Star Wars reviews coming up in the month of December. And of course, we're going to end the year with our list of the best video games of 2015.
Can't wait. It's going to be a really, really good couple of episodes. So you have a lot to look forward to, even if there's a drought of Nintendo games. We are pulling out all the stops. We have a great backlog of games to play, and I can't wait to play Star Wars. Like, that's going to get me in the mood to watch the movie for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing I'm going to do today, when I'm finished recording after I watch The Flash, is I'm going to play Super Star Wars because I have it all ready to go.
Mode 7 yeah, I'm Peter. Like... The best. I'll just shoot Jawas. Over and over and over again, out in the desert.
So why don't we go ahead and open up with the discussion of the mobile game, which has just got announced, which is, of course, Miitomo. You guys, I've just got to know right off the bat, excited, concerned, what are your opinions on Miitomo now that we know what the first Nintendo mobile game is?
Intrigued?
Confused. I would say intrigued. As to whether it's actually a game, which it's not, apparently.
Yeah,
which is not a game, no.
Facebook with Miis? I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
Facebook with Miis, it looks like Tinder and or Grindr for, like, adolescents. It's like a dating service for, like, kids under the age of 12.
But with that Tamagotchi life feel to it.
It's like a pedophile's wet dream. I would not let my kids use it.
Oh, God.
They're safe.
That's one way of putting it, I guess. Yeah.
Like, Ricky, you have to play Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival just for saying that.
Now, he's kind of got a point. Like, what is this designed to do? This thing's designed to share information with other people. That's a little weird, right? That there would, people that would otherwise be too shy to share information online.
They did talk about security measures in Miitomo. So, I mean, not just anybody can be contacting anybody, so...
Is this just going to turn into Swap Note all over again, where we're just going to have this game for like a week and then it's going to get shut down?
Oh, absolutely. I can't. I mean, people are totally going to abuse this thing. They will find a way. It happened on Miiverse. It's happened on everything that they've done.
Yeah, that's very true. But I'm kind of excited. I think one of the best aspects of the 3DS is definitely Street Pass. And it's really fun to just run into other people with 3DSs because I can immediately tell they have good taste because they have a 3DS. Like, Aaron, sorry, like, you gotta have a 3DS.
I know, but, like, the street passing, like, do you ever talk to a person you come across that you meet on street pass?
Because you can send messages to people that you've met more than once. Like, when I was living in San Francisco, I worked down near, like, the tech district where the IGN offices were. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sega had offices down there. Man, every day my 3DS was filled. Now, granted, not everybody gets to live in it. position like that. But every day my office, my 3DS was filled with street passes, and I could write messages to these people all day long.
Right, but the thing.
So what are the messages that they send you? Out of curiosity.
Mostly, we started just talking about good restaurants to go have lunch at.
Okay,
that's awesome. See, I actually
way to break the ice.
I work at Starbucks, and I found out that one of my customers is a huge Nintendo fan because we kept street passing each other. And we were just, like, kind of asking, like, is this, like, so-and-so? Like, what, like, who are you? And it turned into, like, it was just, like, one of my regulars, and I had my 3DS in my backpack in the back room. And so now, every time he comes in, we just talk about Nintendo for a couple minutes while I make drinks, and it's awesome.
You guys live in, like, Seattle and San Francisco. We live in Montreal, and to be fair, there's a lot of independent video game developers in Montreal. We have Ubisoft, we have Warner Brothers. But the thing is, it's not the same. And we live in a city where I would say like 80% of the population is French speaking and they don't use the street pass. So like, honestly, for me, the 3DS, having a 3DS is great, but the street pass just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
that's why I'm curious, because you guys live in complete different, now, I'm not gonna say worlds, but like, you know, it's different here. I never saw anyone like really interacting street pass. You know, I don't see whipping out. I don't see like youngsters or little kids like whipping out Super. I was like, hey, you're playing DS Super.
Now, don't you think, like Rick, the kids at your school, you said a lot of them own 3DSs, right?
Yeah. And but of course, I can't open up my 3DS in school because all of a sudden everybody will know like my my ID, right?
You don't have to for Street Pass. I mean, you can just have it in sleep mode and it will Street Pass with all of the 3DSs going by. But I'm assuming those kids probably use it, right? Isn't that kind of what Street Pass is good for, is for kids who just put in their backpacks in school. Granted, they can't be playing it during class, but they can Street Pass with each other.
Yeah, I don't know, because the school I worked at, you're not allowed electronics, period.
You can't
have electronics during lunchtime, during recess, in the hallway, in the classroom, no electronics whatsoever.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyhow, going back to this game, I'll tell you one thing I'm happy about. I'm happy they didn't release, say, a Zelda game and or a Mario game, because for me, it would be a lot worse for them to release, say, a Super Mario game for a mobile device, and it ends up being a piece of crap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's like, remember once, we talked about this on a show previously, they released a bunch of games for PC, like Mario games.
And I knew this was going to go here. I knew it.
It's true, right? Like, so yeah. So I would prefer they experiment with this app, because it's not even really a game. It's basically an app. It's like Friendster or something, right?
Yeah, I think
it's a social network.
Exactly. CEO said it would have like game-like elements to it, but it's not
a game. It's like Facebook has game-like elements. So
I am always trying to raise my gamer score on Facebook.
So I would prefer that they start experimenting with something like this, as opposed to releasing some terrible like Legend of Zelda and or Metroid game. But the thing is I can understand why people are so disappointed, because everybody wanted, even though Nintendo said they wouldn't give it to them, everybody wanted sort of like a Mario Kart and or...
I wasn't disappointed that it wasn't a Mario or a Zelda. I personally would rather they not bring those. But I wanted a game to see what Nintendo could do with a mobile input device.
I mean, this is just the first one, though. Like,
don't get me wrong.
Aren't there going to be five games by March?
Yeah, I'm not super super disappointed at all. I was just kind of nonplussed about the whole thing.
But the thing for Nintendo is, I'm looking at it from like a business point of view. I mean, this was like huge for Nintendo to start developing apps and or games for mobile devices. And this is the first thing that they introduced to the world. And apparently, like, their stock just completely dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it wasn't a game. And that's what Nintendo is known for, games.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a huge mistake on their part, regardless if it's good and or not. Like, they should have started with a game. Like, even if they wanted to do this, fine. But maybe release it second and or third. But they should have released a game to begin with, because that is what everybody was expecting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we want to
see. I wonder if this is going to help unify. This is a good way to segue. I wonder if this is going to help us unify maybe like all of our Miis, like rather than having to recreate them over and over or transfer them between consoles. I wonder if this is going to like unify it, and like we're also going to have My Nintendo, the replacement for Club Nintendo, very shortly. So I'm guessing this is in some way tied to that.
It is. Gonna have,
yeah, so we're going to have like an easier time connecting one account to everything. So I'm guessing that this is just a big tie into that.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're looking at this like some kind of big like Steam app, let's say, for like the PC. Where it's like it's just like an online store, but at the same time you can still be chatting with your friends.
Well, yeah, there is a Steam app, right? Like I have
there is.
App and I could talk to my friends on my Steam app.
Mm-hmm. And you can purchase games on your Steam app.
See, now the thing is, I'm wondering if this is going to connect to the NX and somehow connect all of the systems. And like you said, like you can use your the exact same Mii on every single system. But you know what would be really awesome and cool is if you can actually somehow customize an amiibo to look like your Mii character and order it. And I don't care if it's like super expensive because it's because you have to make it specifically for you. But that would be awesome. You know, so you can actually have an amiibo like of you, like your own little action figure.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they get around to that eventually.
They need to, honestly.
But yeah, I know that Miitomo is supposed to connect to the My Nintendo, and that registration, like they verified that, and that it is supposed to obviously unify people's accounts in theory.
Which is huge.
Yeah, and now apparently like, even more so it has all the things that Club Nintendo did, which is, you know, you buy games and you get rewards for that, but it's also going to track how much you play Nintendo games, and it gives out points that can be used towards rewards for that as well, just by playing games.
You're talking about Miitomo?
I'm talking about
Nintendo.
And Miitomo connects into My Nintendo, the new Club Nintendo.
So do you think that you're going to get additional points for using Miitomo, say, on a daily basis?
It's very possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
So what is the difference between the new Nintendo Club as opposed to the old Nintendo Club?
The unifying accounts is what it does. Like you won't have to log in a different way, separate things for the 3DS or the Wii U, for instance.
It can also be used on like any device or platform as opposed to just being very PC-centric. So it's much more up to date. You can expect it to run a lot easier on your phone and on your tablets as opposed to just on the computer.
Okay, but am I still going to have to do homework? Like, am I going to have to sit in...
You know what? That's the one thing they never said. They have yet to use the word survey.
Okay, because... yeah, man, answering those surveys was a chore.
I doubt those worked at all. Like, I just gave... Like, they would be like, oh, what were your thoughts on this game? And then, like, why did you buy it? And I was like, because it's Zelda and it's awesome. Duh. Like, those were the answers I'd give.
That's legitimate, though. I mean, in Nintendo's mind, they're like, okay, Zelda's brand is obviously still powerful.
Probably.
So that is feedback, one way or the other. I don't know if they're going to have to do the surveys, but there's at least just through playing games, you can also acquire those points.
I don't know if those will be coins
or not. Well, on Club Nintendo, if you took a survey after buying a game and then another one after you played the game, you would get coins, which then could be applied to free merchandise and stuff like that.
I got a ton of games because of that.
Yeah,
because
me too.
I had so many points. Right. So, but here's the thing. So, what are the rewards? Like, is it going to be like free games, physical games?
They said that all of those things, like all the same things that Club Nintendo had, Nintendo said they're going to still offer. So, there will be physical stuff too.
So, I'm still confused. What is the difference again?
It's just that it connects more across all of Nintendo's stuff. So now, not only like Club Nintendo, your Club Nintendo ID was not your Wii U ID, and it was not your 3DS ID. Now all of these things are just going to be one thing. You're going to be able to log in under one name, and I guess it can just keep track of everything a lot simpler. People won't have to go back and forth between things.
But I also don't think we're going to have the piece of paper and then having to type a code in any longer. It's going to be able to figure out what you've downloaded and what you're playing on your console.
Whoa,
which will make it a lot easier.
You're saying downloaded. What if I actually purchase a game, which we're going to talk about in the next segment, but what if you like purchasing like physical copies of the game? You're still
I'm sure there must be a code inside the box.
Yeah.
Or it'll track that you're like playing it. There'll be some sort of install process, something along those lines.
Once you pop that disc in, I'll bet it's going to recognize it immediately and just register it right to your account.
Because it's all going to be connected again. Yep. Like you're going to have your My Nintendo on your Wii U.
Exactly.
So I'm really excited about this. I think it's a great change.
I can't wait for their reward system to come back.
I missed out
this year. Didn't get anything for Splatoon.
Mm-hmm. I want the physical rewards. It's always like I could get games, and to be fair, at the end of Club Nintendo's life, I did get just games. But
what else are you going to get? You're going to get a calendar? Like, that's the problem with North America. They don't actually give us anything good when it comes to physical rewards, right?
Lately, they haven't been great, but some of the past ones have been really cool. And I've found it's been totally worth it.
Well, I know, for example, the best one I ever got was actually a game. It was Punch-Out, but when you get to actually fight against Doc Lewis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't have that?
No.
Oh, yeah, dude, for sure. It was like a few years ago. So anyhow, it's a digital game, right? But you actually get, like, Little Mac actually gets to fight against Doc.
That was seems the so wrong.
Best reward I ever got.
Oh, poor Doc. Join the Nintendo Fun Club today.
See, I feel like the coolest reward I probably ever got was the Golden Nunchuck, which I was really stoked on, to go with my Golden Wiimote.
Yeah, that was very cool. They ran out of that so fast. That was
I was on top of that.
Surprisingly, I have never made use of the Club Nintendo stuff.
Oh, see, you're just like not getting free stuff for no reason. You got to get on there.
So much free stuff. Should,
but I never felt the need to like really be like, oh, okay.
Like, dude, you can get stuff that you can't buy in any store. Like, for example, like even something cool, like a little puzzle, right? Like they had like Legend of Zelda puzzle. Like, it's a collector's item. You can't buy it anywhere. You can only get it through the Nintendo Club membership.
If nothing else, there are free games, and including free full retail games, not just, you know, virtual console stuff. You could get all sorts of things, you know, especially at the end of the year. If you reached gold or platinum status, oh, man, your rewards were sometimes outstanding.
I always had platinum. I even got, like, Animal Crossing, like a full game like Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a ton of cool promos.
I got Kid Icarus.
Like, buy one, get one of these for free. Yeah, it was huge.
I never bought Kid Icarus Uprising for 3DS. Man, that's one of the best games on there, and I got that for free because of
that game's so funny. Nintendo. We should review that game. It's so funny.
We're going to review it next year.
Next year, yeah, that makes sense. 30th anniversary.
Yeah. Next year is going to be a big year for us because it's the 30th anniversary of Kid Icarus, Metroid, Legend of Zelda, a bunch of like amazing games on GameCube are going to turn 15 years old. So we've already got like we've already scheduled almost all of next year's podcast already.
Yeah, he's not even exaggerating. So, you guys, I think we're all excited for this. We're all really curious about Miitomo. I'm guessing it'll be a lot bigger in the Japanese market, but who knows how it'll do here. We'll just have to wait and see, which is kind of like everything Nintendo right now. Am I right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we are going to get right back into our discussion. We're going to have a great, great tie-in discussion about whether we prefer digital downloads or disc copies of games. So stick around. Welcome back to N-Express, where we're at our main event. So we were just talking about My Nintendo, what it'll look like to get rewarded for playing games, and how it will be affected by digital downloads versus disc copies of games. And we thought it'd be a great opportunity to discuss with everyone whether we prefer disc copies or digital downloads. So I know, Ricky, you are very opinionated about this. You were just talking about this while we were planning all of our show. Why don't you go ahead and start for us? Do you like digital or discs?
I hate digital. Right now, I am staring at my computer screen. I'm on eBay, and I'm about to purchase Super Ghouls and Ghosts for $10, the original physical copy with the box and the booklet. It's an amazing deal. It's an amazing steal because the actual digital game itself costs $10. I do not like digital games. Now, here's the thing. If it's a little indie game, and I have no choice because it's never going to get a physical copy. Okay, fine. I'm going to download the game clearly, right? Because I have no choice. And if it's like $7, I'm cool. I don't really need a whole physical copy. But Shovel Knight, for example. I play Shovel Knight. I finish Shovel Knight. I play Shovel Knight. I finish Shovel Knight. I'm actually going to purchase the actual physical copy of Shovel Knight because it's one of my favorite games of all time. So I want to own the copy. Now, here's the thing. I have a huge DVD Blu-ray collection, right? This is also because I used to work at a video store years ago, and so I had connections where I can get DVDs and Blu-rays for cheap. Like, I still have connections, right? And so I have, I would say, 2,000. Now, I look at my collection, I'm like, I'm never going to have time to watch every single one of these movies ever again in my whole entire life because there just isn't time, right? But I love the fact that, for example, in October, when I'm doing my 31 Days of Horror marathon, and I all of a sudden want to watch, like, John Carpenter's In the Mouth of Madness. And you know what? I don't have to run to a store to buy it and or download it and or borrow it and or what have you, because I own it. So I can just take it from my shelf, put it into my DVD player, and watch it. I love the convenience. I'm also a collector. I've always been a collector ever since I was a kid. I think the first thing I collected was like G.I. Joe's. So for me, I need the physical copies, specifically, especially if I love the game. And so I was talking to Patrick about this before we started recording. I still have a lot of my old Nintendo games. I just don't have my consoles because I think like my nephews took like my GameCube, my Super NES disappeared, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I'm actually going to go out and purchase the consoles again because I still have the physical games. So I might as well buy the console, especially if I can find it for cheap, because I just like the idea of collecting at least my favorites. I'm not going to need, say, a copy of, I don't know, like every single Super Smash game, but I got to have Melee, and I got to have the new one for the Wii U. So, yeah, I'm not big on digital. And the last thing I'm going to say is there's not a lot of space in the Wii U, right? So I'm already out of room. So even if I want to download anything, I'm going to have to get an external hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which isn't that's not too bad to have to do. I'm going to have to do that pretty soon, too.
It really isn't.
I'm with you that I prefer physical copies, but maybe for different reasons. One, if I don't end up thinking that I'm going to replay a game, I can sell it. And I think you should be able to sell a game. You bought it, you should be able to sell it. As far as digital goes, I'm not so against it. I buy digital when it's convenient to buy digital for me. For instance, I bought Mario Kart 8 digitally because I know that I only play Mario Kart 8 maybe for a span of 20 to 30 minutes at a time, and I don't want to have to get up and change discs every time I want to change to a different game. So certain games like that, Captain Toad, I had no problem buying the digital copy of. If there's a game I know that I'm only going to play it in spurts, Splatoon was a perfect example. I didn't even think about getting the physical copy of that. I bought digital because I knew I wouldn't be playing it for hours on end. Maybe it's a nonsensical reason, but it makes sense in my head.
But for real, like, you're going to spend $60 for a game and not have like a physical copy of it?
Yeah, in those particular cases, it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't necessarily keep them from – there are very few games that I keep from a collectible standpoint. And those are just the ones that I really, really treasure, like my GameCube, Resident Evil 4, I'll never get rid of. Or my Metroid Prime Trilogy, you know, in the metal case thing for the Wii.
That's awesome. I have that too.
Yeah, I'll never get rid of those. I love those. And I keep, you know, all my Mario games. I keep, you know, the Galaxies. I'm going to keep Super Mario 3D Land. I always buy those. All the Zeldas I buy physically. But those are also longer games. Like I said, maybe it doesn't make sense to other people, but in my head it does. Games that I'm going to play for a short amount of time, I don't have a problem getting digital. Whereas games that, you know, like Animal Crossing for the 3DS. I picked that up, the New Leaf. I bought that digitally, and because I know that I'm only going to pick up Animal Crossing and play it for about 20 minutes max every day, but I don't want to have to go find the cartridge every day if I'm playing something else, like, you know, say I'm playing Resident Evil Revelations. I'd like to just leave the cartridge in my 3DS and be able to pop, you know. I don't want to have to always go to my library to get another game, and that sounds really lazy, and it probably is, but...
Actually, for Animal Crossing, it totally makes sense because I have the digital copy of A New Leaf because it's something you play every day for like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, night, day. You don't know when you're going to want to play it, right? Yeah. You can be like at the doctor's office waiting for the doctor and you're bored, so you're going to start playing Animal Crossing. It makes sense for a game like Animal Crossing. But the thing is, like, yeah, I'm not going to clearly hold on to every single physical copy of every game I've ever purchased because sometimes you just get sick of the game and or you buy the game and you regret buying the game because it's not very good. And or games like NBA 2K15, NBA 2K14, NBA 2K16, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do I really need to hold on to 100 different versions of a basketball game? No, I'm going to hold on to the latest one so I can go to EB Games and sell my older copy, which technically gives me sort of like a $10 discount on the new one I'm buying, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But there's games I just have to have the physical copy. Like, I can't imagine not having the physical copy of the last Super Mario game.
Oh, and, me either.
Yeah, and what happens, like, in 10 years from now when you want to play it?
Well, the thing is, unless my Wii U or my Wii break down completely, I'll always have those games there. But I will say this. I buy 80%, at least 80% minimum of my games, I buy physical copies. It's just a few that I think digital works for me best.
What about you, Aaron?
See, I agree with a lot with what Patrick said, but although I don't own 80% physically, actually 100% of everything I own on the Wii U is digital. Oh, and because it's like what Patrick said, it's convenient. I don't want to have to swap out the disc every time just to play a new game. And not only that, but it's like, for me, we're so limited in shelf space in our house, it's like, it's less clutter for me. I've been buying digitally since the PS3, to be honest, and it's convenient. I don't have to go out to the store. The freaking winters here in Quebec are horrible, so I can't imagine myself waiting, you know, outside when it's like minus 40 here to buy a video game. So it's just convenient.
Outside. You don't have to wait outside to buy a video game.
Let's just say to travel at minus 40 temperatures to get a video game. Like, so me, it's just all about convenience.
Convenience.
Now let me ask you this, Aaron. Do you ever regret that when you download a game and you don't like it and you can't sell it and at least make some of your money back?
On Wii U, I'd better be damn sure that I like it. Okay. On Steam, however, if you don't like the game and you play less than 2 hours after the purchase, you can return it for a full refund.
Now that is awesome. Yeah. That is something that Nintendo can do in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I'm very, even Yoshi's Woolly World, like, it's like, how much is it? $70?
Here in Canada, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like not too keen to buying it right now, because like there's so many games on the Wii that I'm so not sure of. So I'm like, I don't want to lose that $70 and I'm gonna hate it.
And you know, that would be like, a case like, get the physical copy and at least, and then play through it, and mm-hmm. then get your money, get, you know, 30% of your money back.
At right, least. The digital yeah. copy is slightly cheaper. Like, I think you get Yoshi's Woolly World for less than 50. Whereas if you buy the physical yeah. copy with mm-hmm. tax here in Quebec, in Montreal, it's going to cost you 69. I can lend you the game. I actually am on the very last level, and I just want to quickly say that I love this game, and it gets progressively yeah. harder and harder and harder. Mm-hmm. There's one level, it's the balloon level.
Yeah.
Dude, it took me like an hour to finish. Like, it was so embarrassing, because at one point it's like, you can switch to mellow mode. I'm like, I don't want to switch to mellow mode.
It's such a huge insult. I hate.
Yep. In there.
Yeah. But yeah. the Boo level, the last Boo level, is my favorite level so far.
That was the one that took me forever. I know this is like a quick aside. That was the one that took me forever. Right when they drop you into the house, I had no idea what to do with those Boos.
So what about you, Tim?
I am almost entirely physical copies. I, like you, Ricky, am a huge collector. I love to get collector's editions of games that I'm pretty sure I'm going to love, and then keep them on display on a shelf just dedicated to my gaming stuff. So, like, I have all my Amiibo and, like, all my controllers out on display. My wife, for my birthday 1 year, got me some Game Boy Pockets in red, blue, and yellow, with the like matching Pokemon game underneath. And it's like that kind of cool collector stuff that I love to put on that shelf. So it was huge for me. Like, that was the best gift.
Like, yeah, collector's edition, I agree on. Like, let's just say, like, I will buy physical if it's collector's edition. Let's say, like, I kind of wish I had the collector's edition of Metal Gear Solid 5 so I can have Snake's arm flipping the bird all the time.
Right.
Like, it's stuff like that. Those I will buy physical. If it's a game that I grew up loving and adoring, I will buy physical copies. But let's say like it's just a random AAA title, I'd rather just buy digital.
Yeah, but I would buy physical just in case I want to sell it again. But like part of it is like, I just love to have it up on my shelf. Like, I have a huge movie collection too. It's not 2,000, it's probably closer to 500, but all the same, like, I love to have those out on display. I have a ton of books out on display too. It's like, just how I like to decorate my place. So I personally love physical copies way more. And also, I have never really run into the issue where I upgrade to the next big thing and all of a sudden I have to rebuy all my games. Like, I couldn't figure out why people were complaining about this so much. And then I was like, oh, because you're all dumb and you're playing like Ocarina of Time on the, like, who knows what, like the Wii Virtual Console. Whereas I have the GameCube version, I have the 3DS version, both physical. So anytime I want to, I can pop the disc or cartridge in and I'm ready to go. So it's like that kind of thing that I feel like I've probably saved a ton of money because I don't have to rebuy everything.
Yeah. Well, here's, first of all, I just want to say I have 2,000 DVDs and Blu-rays, but I get them dirt cheap, like for $2. So don't think I'm rich or anything. second of all, I totally agree with you, Tim, because I like the idea of someone coming over, like say your girlfriend, sorry, your wife is having a dinner party and she invites people from her work and you've never met them before. And so some dude walks in and he's a Nintendo fan, but you don't really know this. She doesn't know this. He walks in, he sees your collection of games. So right away you guys connect. You're like, he knows what kind of taste you have. It speaks volumes about you as a person when they see your book collection, when they see your movie collection, when they see your video game collection. They know what kind of interests you have, what kind of taste you have, what kind of games and books you read. And, you know, so I like the idea of having a collection on display. But again, I'm not going to buy a digital copy of NBA 2K16 because I know I'm going to want to trade it in and or sell it when the next version comes out. So there's specific games, like I will buy the digital copy. But again, my main problem with the Wii U right now is I'm out of space. And I actually have the digital copy of Ocarina of Time on my Wii U. And I have it on the Wii. And I have a physical copy, the Master's Collection, which was released for GameCube. You know, and I have it for my 3DS. So, like, see? Even with that game, I have, like, four different versions, right?
And maybe, like, that game, it's worthwhile. But, like, for a while, I know a lot of people were complaining that there was no good way to play Majora's Mask. And I was like, oh, actually, I have that collector disc that came with, I don't even remember what game. Was it Wind Waker? Where I got four Zelda games on one disc for GameCube.
Right, yeah.
And so I'm like, so I can still play Majora's Mask even if you sold your N64 and can't play it anymore. Like,
no,
that wasn't an issue for me.
They were just saying there's no way to play it because Majora's Mask is a horrible game.
Oh, my
God. Wait, are you just, like, trying to start a riot?
We can get into this next year, but Majora's Mask is by far the single worst, like, far and away the worst Zelda game ever made. I've never finished it. I have it for 3DS. I'm selling it immediately. I've tried getting into it for a month now. Nah, forget it. That game is awful. Awful.
Okay, next year we're gonna hold off because next
stuff
year
to look forward to.
We're doing our marathon and stuff for the 30-year anniversary. But oh my god, it's gonna be an interesting show.
Let it be said now that as it stands, both Patrick and Ricky have to play Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival because.
Hey, and Tim, you do too because you're the guy that bumped Resident Evil 4 from the list for Pokemon. Sorry.
Okay, I stand by.
You deserve a worse treatment than playing Animal Crossing.
Worse than that? Like, okay, yeah, I'll go play Pokemon some more. I have no problem with that.
At this point, we're all buying Animal Crossing except for Aaron, apparently.
Hey guys, just to get back on topic really quick. So now, am I crazy to bid on this game? It's a physical copy of Super Ghouls and Ghosts for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, my favorite video game console of all time, for $10, and or should I buy the virtual console copy for $10?
As a collector, buy the physical.
Yeah, well, I think regardless, if the price is equal and you're talking about it's a classic game here, and you have the system, then buy the physical.
Well, here's the thing. I'm still going to have to pay shipping, right?
Yeah.
So shipping charges, I figure, is going to run me maximum $15. But I was looking on eBay and elsewhere, the very same game with the whole entire package is going for up to $100.
Dang.
So for me, it's kind of like I'm grabbing this specific copy because for some reason no one's noticed it. And, you know, it's one of my favorite Super NES games, even though it's tough as shit. We're going to talk about it next week. So I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just crazy. Like, sometimes I just wonder, like, do I really need all of these things in my life, you know? Like, maybe I should just move to Africa and, like, work with kids who are in trouble and, like, not play video games anymore.
You would save money, but you wouldn't have to
It's still a valiant effort, yeah.
Those kids would be mad that you didn't bring the video games over there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be mad.
Be like a slap to their face, Rick.
And like, don't get me wrong, sometimes virtual console is huge. Like, let's say my little brother has a certain copy of a game, and so I can't play it on my old Game Boy. Like, then in that case, I'll just buy it on my 3DS. Or I know I wanted to have every single Zelda game available to me on my Wii U, Wii, and 3DS, which, like, I've done all of them except for Four Swords Adventure now. Like, that's the only one I can't play on those three consoles. So, like, I bought a couple on my 3DS, but they were so cheap that it just seemed worthwhile. Like, of course I'm going to rebuy the Oracle games. Of course I'm going to buy Link's Awakening. These games are amazing. So sometimes it's, like, fun to have them on a virtual format. But for the most part, like, I'm almost always going to want to have the disc, the cartridge. And then, like, sometimes it's convenient. I have a digital copy of Halo 5 right now because I did the review. That's what they sent me. So I can switch seamlessly between that and Destiny, which I have to play all the time for a different podcast. But it's not the same. Like, I'm going to have to go buy Halo 5 at some point because I have Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, and everything in between sitting on my shelf right now. And there's no Halo 5. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the physical copy, I always get them for games that I know I'm going to want to play over and over and over again, which I do, by the way. I replay games all the time, so it makes sense for me to have a Twilight Princess physical copy and a Wind Waker physical copy, which I have on GameCube and for Wii U. It just makes complete sense, and I'm fine with that. Like I say, 80% of what I buy is physical because I do like to have, I like to have them around, and in case I want to get rid of them, that's always an option. Like,
do you think that if Nintendo were to release physical copies of classic games for a reasonable price, like say $10, you can buy Super Metroid and you can play it on your Wii U. Oh. Nice box, nice instruction manual. Don't you think they would make a killing?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Even better, I think they need to do like legacy collections where they're like, hey, here's like five of your favorite games. Like here's Zelda 1. Link's Awakening, everything on a disc on the Wii U.
See that makes more sense to put like a package into one disc, but to have Super Metroid and sell it as one disc, you'll be losing out on money because the disc would actually cost more to manufacture than the video game.
So it
would not be worth it.
That's why developers are
a gigabyte.
That's why, from discs, period.
the guys that developed Shovel Knight are releasing a physical copy of their game, and it's going for about $21. The game's been out for over a year. Most people have already bought it and finished the game, but they think there's still a value to release the physical copy.
Yeah, and
$21 isn't a reasonable price. Yeah,
they're able they to do that too because exactly they're able to do that because they're in position to. But most indie developers cannot release a disc version. It would just be way.
No, they can't. I mean, you talk to any indie developer releasing a physical copy is like the last thing in their mind.
Dude, I'm talking about Nintendo, not indie developers. Like, I'm saying if Nintendo were to release a physical copy of a game like Earthbound with a nice instruction manual for the Wii U instead of just a digital copy, they would make money.
Probably, but I think they'd have to package them. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you would have to really package it, though.
That would be so little space on that disc. Like, that disc would be empty.
And to really justify selling it for $20, you would really have to package it.
Here's the other thing: you got to like, are they going to distribute this to stores because shelf space is obviously limited, and they want to maybe reserve that for the physical copies that are full price as opposed to a $10 or $20 game.
I don't know. Like Nintendo's releasing like their like best hits of all time or whatever, all the like the Wii games that you can still buy, those are all like $20, so they'll do those. I see those in Target and at GameStop and stuff all the time, but that's
to get rid of backstock though.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have the internet. Like Nintendo can set up their own shop online. Like, I mean, you can manufacture say like 20,000 copies, right? So you already know how much you're going to spend and then figure out how much you have to charge per copy. And whoever wants to buy, say, Super Metroid and or Metroid, the actual physical copies, they can go on the store and buy them.
You could even make it on My Nintendo so that people that actually have accounts have first pick, and then we could maybe actually get our amiibo.
Yeah, and dude, like, remember the Ocarina of Time, the Master's Cut, whatever it was called?
Yeah
Master Quest.
Master Quest. Okay, like, I have that. That was limited, right? There was only, like, a few thousand. And the actual GameCube copy that you're talking about, Tim, it had the Wind Waker, the original two NES Zelda games, and Majora's Mask. they bundled four games into one. That was brilliant.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. And I have it.
And they did it with Metroid Prime. I'm just saying, like, they can release physical copies of Earthbound, the series, the entire series, earlier Zelda games, Metroid games, who knows, like Super Ghosts and Ghosts and the original one.
Like, you see, bundles make sense, but don't say that you want to sell in an individual game at $10 when it'll probably cost twice as much to manufacture.
Dude, I think Super Metroid is a big enough game to sell it individually. Like, you're talking about one of the greatest.
But in a business standpoint, it doesn't make sense.
It does.
And it'd be so much more exciting for everyone if it was just like, oh, hey, it's the best of the SNES. Here's a Link to the Past and Super Metroid.
So like, I'm with Aaron on this one. Like, what is Nintendo's incentive to sell like a $10 version of Super Metroid on disc when they can sell it for $10 on the Virtual Console and it's pure profit, no manufacturing costs?
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
They have zero incentive to do that. So a bundle maybe makes sense. Yeah, that they
bundle
can sell
makes
at a,
more sense than having to sell it individually.
Price. Yeah.
And if we're just like giving Nintendo ideas, like why don't they release all their old like controllers while they're at it and let us play our old games how we used to play them. I would pay money for an N64 controller.
I don't know if
another good bundle they could do. They could sell a Samus Amiibo and have a physical copy of a Super Metroid game with it.
See, now we're thinking. Look,
Nintendo takes pride in their products, right? So if you're so proud of these video games that you've developed over the years, Metroid's 30-year anniversary is 2016. I would release some kind of Metroid bundle and or a collector's edition of Metroid, Super Metroid for the Wii, a physical copy with the booklet. And if you want to add the amiibo, sure, go for it.
Yeah. No, that whole bundle you just said, that makes sense in a business standpoint. That's all I'm saying.
Bundle,
in a business standpoint, that makes sense. It'd
come in a cool collector's box and it would look great on my shelf. Collector.
And yeah. It would look great next to the new Metroid game that's also going to release next year, right?
Right.
Yeah. No.
So hopefully,
winter.
That one's still up in the air.
Yeah, they haven't announced it. The games they haven't announced. It's actually Metroid.
I hope.
Don't. No one out there take me seriously right now. No, like, just don't. All right, you guys. We should wrap it up before we get too distracted. But Nintendo, if you are listening, we are for hire. If you want to take us on. And I'm sure we'll come up with a lot more good ideas for you how to make money off of games that you've already made.
And Tim's not joking. I need a job right now, so.
Yeah, I know. I would gladly work for Nintendo. So if you're listening, we're serious. All joking aside, but we're serious. Ricky, where can we find you online?
If you want to hire me to work at Nintendo, you can find me online at popoptic.com. That's popoptiq.com. I handle the official Twitter account for Pop Optic. You can find us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Thank you so much to everyone who's liked us so far on Facebook. And you can follow us on Tumblr.
Nice. Patrick, how about you?
You can find me writing under the video game section at popoptic.com. And you can find me on Twitter at @PS_porcupine.
How about you, Aaron?
You can find me on Twitter at @TheCharmless6. And you can also find me floating about in our other gaming website, www.ftwgamepodcast.com.
And I am Tim Mason. You can find me at @TheFreeMason, MAISON, on Twitter. And if you're looking for, I don't know, like, examples of my work, look at popoptic.com, Nintendo, in the game section. Other than that, you can find me on the Wii U playing Yoshi. Am I right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Talk to you next week.
If you don't know the culture, here's the whole structure.
We had enough of the lackluster. Trust us, we get the kind of games you can't rent in Blockbuster.
Game related, raise it bit by bit. Yo D, link up the cable, we'll go hit for hit. Phantasma, plasma, particle beam needs I have you on the run. Rendered effects hot like magnets.
I play games by Capcom with a power glove strapped on any platform. I don't spend my dough on bad bar. Video games, I got many to play before my life expires. Fulfill my desire.
Mastering your hardest ball, shattering our stars across. They hard to cross the finish line, floating on Daytona. West gets a corner, I get them all at cost. RPG platform, we transform like Macross.
Rival schools, buy two, purchase, you ought to. It came with one free CD, it's like I bought two. I hope they make part two for Dreamcast. Cause games I've seen in mags, you won't believe they had.
Getting calluses, turning over asteroids, graviton bombs destroyed, getting moms annoyed. Now I'm hacking nightmare creatures, features flat across the screen, get more clean each year.
I remember my homie and coach had the most, a Coleco vision. Every week I visit, play a Donkey Kong Jr. Venture, rock and roll games I thought was dope, while my moms was watching soaps.
I'm on the next level, I got a double barrel shotgun in the Doom world, waiting on the next devil. Armor's low, check the arsenal, rupture, the main conductor, playing disruptor.
I remember Ninja got it, finished it finally with Ramon, wouldn't answer the phone, this was before getting blown. I own the first Nintendo Power with the maps of Zelda, helped me conquer in an hour. Let me tell you about the proto-culture.
If you don't know the culture, here's the whole structure.
We had enough for the lackluster, trust us, we get the kind of guys you can't rent a blockbuster. Let me tell you about the proto-culture.
If you don't know the culture, here's the whole structure.
We had enough for the lackluster, trust us, we get the kind of guys you can't rent a blockbuster.
What happened to Game Jam? You know what I'm saying?
They was cool at first, now we got Game Republic though.
East Storm though, it's about East Storm.
And EGM is how we win.
Hey KU, you know my Sega collection is massive. Got all the past hits and classics. Hair's all sway, now Panzer's way. Originality that made me a fan today.
It's pandemonium, it's like Toys R Us. Flipping the next Saturn game brings out the boys and us. It's poisonous, taking out the boys in blue. When Grand Theft Auto snatch a Rolls Royce to use.
Yeah, I'll admit that PlayStation improved. Come visit feudal Japan with me and Tenchu. Bushido Blade 2 with swordplay, so accurate. Mega Man Legends, but I had to buy a map for it.
I'll fence Hio to get a Neo Geo for Samurai 64 in full rendered splendor. Rival counter and enter my swords in his innards. My joint was playing Leonardo whipping on Splinter.
I got a Gazino Gears, that's the type of game that relieves my fears. Get it from overseas to here. I gotta get Psychic Force, Authentic Arcade that I can endorse. It got me liking it.
I need to be at the next E3, what's the next CD? I need to see me and D sign a check. Let's float overseas, mingle with game companies, giving tips to Capcom and Sega can front on these.
To anyone who knew me better, yo, I chose that in first, cause it's 2D heaven. Bernie Stoller dropped the ball with the RAM cartridge. X-Men versus Street Fighter could've expanded the market.
Marvel versus Capcom beyond fathom. Tell the truth, PlayStation, they ready to have them. Come on, I bring the onslaught, Alpha and Omega. Chaos Unique, brought to you by Sega.
Let me tell you about the proto-culture.
If you don't know the culture, here's the whole structure.
We had enough for the lackluster, trust us. We get the kind of games you can't rent a blockbuster. Let me tell you about the proto-culture.
If you don't know the culture, here's the whole structure.
We had enough for the lackluster, trust us. We get the kind of games you can't rent a blockbuster.